You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hello, y'all. It's your pal, Reiner, your favorite draconian podcast host. Welcome to another episode of What's the Fuzz? And thanks so much for tuning in, whether it's your first time or your 100th time. It's October 19th, and we're certainly in some scary times with the election drawing ever closer. Today I'm joined by Suko.
Hello.
And we're going to get to talking about furries and self-image. Oh. If you don't know Suko, they're always doing a cool new dance or fun video on TikTok. You can catch them over on Twitter at Suko Korea. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Hey, thank you for having me. This is great.
Hell yeah, it's going to be dope as hell. Hey, I got an icebreaker question for you. You ready for it?
Oh, I'm all set.
Sweet. So what's your hottest take when it comes to food?
Parmesan cheese is good.
What is with you and the Parmesan cheese? Well, that's not even a hot take. People like it on lasagna and stuff.
Well, yeah. I know, except whenever I say Parmesan, some people are just like, ew, you like Parmesan? And I'm like, yes. Hello?
No. The issue would be like if you liked ricotta cheese. Like, that is literally only good in lasagna. Like, ugh.
Ricotta's okay. I'm not a big fan of it.
It is the definition of okay.
It really is. But if you want a really hot take, I'm going to have to say that pineapple on pizza is not as bad as people think.
All right. I think I can accept that one. Honestly, I think that's all right.
I mean, like, would I eat it every day? No, but I don't think it's that bad to the point where people are just like, if you eat it, you're a sinner.
Now that's out of the way, we can get to the meat of the interview.
Alrighty.
So my listeners and I would like to get to know you a little bit more. How old are you? What's your ethnicity? What do you do for work? Are you going to school? And where do you live?
Does it have to be in that order?
No.
Alright, well, hello. I am 20 years old. I am Korean ethnicity. I go by any pronouns. I currently live in Annapolis, Maryland, and as of right now for school, I'm not really doing school at the moment. I'm just taking a gap year, just trying to make some money and save up. If I do decide to go back, that's just a just in case to have the money saved up.
Fair enough. What's your main persona?
Right now, I only have one, which is a red panda with, it's just a red panda.
Aw, so cute. It's got the trans hair, though.
That is true, and when I made it, I unintentionally did it because someone pointed it out, saying, you know, your Sona's hair kind of has the trans colors, and I'm like, wow.
Wait, did you not notice this? Literally the trans flag in its hair.
I literally didn't.
I was like, damn, this guy's really about trans rights.
I mean, I'm all for trans rights, but when I made the Sona, I had no idea.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy. And what's your sexuality?
I am pansexual.
Pan panda?
Pan. I'm a panda.
I should go to jail for that. So, how do you relate to your persona? Do you feel like it's easier to express yourself through them, whether creatively or sexually?
In a sense, yes. I just, basically, he's the more Asian version of me.
How does that work?
Well, you know, when I made him, I wanted to incorporate, you know, my ethnicity and things that I like into one Sona. So he's basically like the other half of me, but he's much better than me in every way. You know, like he's a lot more athletic, knows how to talk to people better than I do. I would also say he enjoys going outside a lot more than I do on some days.
I don't know. I think you're doing pretty good at the talking to people thing.
Thank you. Well, hopefully I can get over this situation where I don't say every sentence.
It's a work in progress for everyone. Trust me. So what's your biggest cultural influence that you've put into him?
I'd have to say Korean culture. especially with the clothes, because the one picture that I have has like has joggers and a jacket that have the Korean flag symbols all over.
Hmm.
So there's Hangul written all over them. Hangul is the text version of the Korean language.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just a dumb American. I don't know anything. That's really cool.
I don't really. If anything, I grew up in America. So if anything, I'm pretty dumb too.
Fair. I mean, I'm not agreeing with you. I'm just acknowledging your response. That's all.
You know what? I'll take it. You know
what? What else would you like to incorporate into him in the future from those Korean aspects?
Hmm. You know, that's a hard question. For a while, I have been considering just doing like a redesign of him altogether. Hmm. But I decided to scrap that. I'm mainly just thinking about what to do with the hair. I want to keep the colors, but like different hairstyle. Kind of thing.
Going all out with the anime hair, huh? I see.
Either that or the K-pop hair.
Ah, that's a good one. I do like K-pop hair.
You know what? I think Koreans know how to style their hair. I do not.
What was your first exposure to the furry fandom?
Believe it or not, I found out through Vine back when it was alive.
What the heck?
I was just scrolling through one of my friend's pages, and I just see a fursuit, and I'm like, what is that? That's weird, but I'm intrigued. And the more and more I got into it, the more and more I'm just like, you know, this is actually kind of cool. And I didn't even know there were conventions for them. So the more and more I watched and whatnot, the more and more I got interested about what the fandom was.
So people dressed up in big animal costumes actually got you interested in the furry fandom?
In 6-second short videos, yes.
Damn. That's powerful stuff.
It really was, because I thought they were just like the coolest and cutest things I have ever seen.
Was there anything about it that you regretted?
I discovered what E621 was.
Wow. Was that like immediately after, or?
I'd say maybe a month or two after.
Dude, okay. You move fast. All right. I understand, though.
It wasn't my fault because I commented because someone was talking about E621 on one of their vines, and I'm like, and I commented saying, what's E621? And then someone said, oh no.
Oh no.
So, little old me decided, I'm gonna go Google it. Worst mistake of my life.
And how old were you at the time again?
Like, 15?
Okay, 15. I was hoping that you weren't 12, but I felt like it was gonna be reasonably young.
Still pretty young. We'll just take that.
Ah. What are you gonna do, right?
Yeah, it is what it is.
When you think of the furry community as a whole, where do you see yourself fitting into it?
I'd have to align myself with other dancers, most likely. Mainly because when I went to my first ever con, the first friends I made were dancers, and we just shared a love for dancing, and we just kind of just did our thing at the raves and around the con. In fact, I carried a mini speaker with me just in case anyone wanted to dance. But I have been getting interested in the art community more, mainly because one of my partners is an artist. And, you know, I just think people drawing is like one of the hardest things to do.
So you got, like, a respect for it.
Major respect for artists.
Were there any other avenues you were wanting to branch out into?
As of right now, no. But if I come down the line to it, most definitely, yes.